News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, nearly half of family carers report feeling anxious and over a third say they feel frustrated or fearful, according to new research conducted by Lidl Ireland ahead of National Carers Week. Here's Maeve McLean from Lidl.
Ahead of National Carers Week next week, we're shining a light on Ireland's family carers through our partnership with Family Carers Ireland and the launch of our We Care Back campaign. And in the research, it said that 70% of family carers feel emotionally overwhelmed or burnt out, even though 60% say that they're content with the work that they do as well, which is a real testament to family carers' resilience and the level of the responsibility that they take.
Sinead Tighe is a full-time carer to her 18-year-old son, Dan, who suffers from a rare condition called SOTUS syndrome. Good morning, Sinead.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us a little bit about Dan.
Dan, as we know now, is 18 years of age. He's a very handsome young man, is what I have to say. And he wipes that my heart every morning. I get that on my when I look at him. He's just so gorgeous. Even in all of that, it's quite challenging looking after him, as he has lots of issues with severe intellectual disability and his condition of epilepsy and feeding difficulties. So he's doubly incontinent and nonverbal. So basically, I do everything for Dan. I facilitate his life in every way I can. And he can do so much himself, but he does need one-to-one support constantly and 24-hour care. And the hardest part is then he does have behaviours that challenge, and they can be the battle at times.
This is a very heavy burden, some would see, that you have to carry. And inevitably, it has a massive impact on your life.
Yes, it does, and it has. It has an impact on our family life. It has changed our life dramatically in both good and bad ways. But the hardest part is, you know, as you're getting older in life, not knowing where everything's going to end up and not knowing what support you're going to have and always trying to put everything into place and being very real about life, knowing that, well, I need to know that Dan has full-time care when I'm not here, and who's going to look after him, are the services going to be here, and will everything be as good as what I want them to be for him?
Yeah, 83% of carers expect their responsibilities to grow in the next 15 years. Now, I don't want to, you'd never ask a lady her age, but in 15 years' time, you're going to be 15 years older. Can you see yourself doing all that you're doing now when you're at that age?
It's very hard to see that I would be doing that. Like, I'm 18 years doing it now, and the toll on my body is immense. It has changed. It's changed everything in my life. And can I sustain this? Not without much more support. I wouldn't be able to sustain it if I didn't know that I had respite and I have that care for Daniel. Definitely. And it's quite frightening, as you know, in the 18 years I've been caring, I would have thought things would have got better and progressive. Well, it's good in certain parts, but to be quite honestly, it hasn't got any better. So I'd be quite fearful that it's actually going to get worse as years go on.
Sinead, a lot of carers feel as if they're hidden, that nobody sees what they do. And that's part of what this campaign that Lidl Ireland are doing, is to highlight the value of carers. Have there been times when you've felt hidden?
Oh, Jonathan, I've felt isolated, alone, and I still feel like that. You know, people will see me out in public, but they've no idea how alone I feel. And it's very hard to say that to someone, because, you know, people could be around you, but I could be sitting in a group out and I feel so alone. I just don't feel my life connects with them in the same way. And they might be making plans for the future. And at the age of the life that I'm now at, my friends or people around me, my peers, are all making plans for their life. You know, their kids have gotten older and what they're going to do. And I don't have that luxury of planning ahead in my life. Everything that I plan for is for Dan's life.
There are a couple of contradictions that are thrown up in this survey. And one is that a lot of carers feel proud of their role. And you sound like a proud mammy.
Oh, you know what? I'm so proud of how resilient I am. I'm so proud of the life I've given Daniel. I'm so proud of that. I'm so proud of everything I've done for him. and that our family have done for me. I'm so proud of our family. We're a little team. We're so good together. We do everything for him. And we, I think the unconditional love, the bond of that is just so, so strong. You know, but I'm also so proud of myself to say that when life is tough for me, I can say that too. So I'm very proud that I can actually say that I'm struggling and I need help as well.
Sinead, it's been a privilege talking to you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us, and the best of luck to you and to Dan. Sinead Tighe, full-time carer to her son Dan. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.